Hello and welcome to the Social Media Show podcast, sponsored by Social Pilot, the social media management and scheduling tool. I'm your host, Jonathan Pollinger, and I'm a social media trainer. In each episode, you'll learn how an inspiring personality uses social media, and you'll pick up some cutting-edge techniques and top tips. You can also watch the show live at 9 a.m. on Mondays, or catch the replay on my Facebook page at facebook.com/PollingerSocial. Hello and welcome to episode 21 of the Social Media Show. In this week's show, I provide a roundup of the past week's social media news. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and subscribe. Hello and welcome to today's Social Media Show. So a few changes today. It's just me today. Unfortunately, sadly, my guest Penny Andrews couldn't make it this morning. Penny is a well-known journalist and broadcaster, and I was looking forward to chatting with her about an article she had published in The Times on Friday about Facebook and the UK general election. But can't be helped, and fear not, we're going to reschedule, so Penny Andrews will be on the show in due course, hopefully before Christmas. Next week, I have got a great guest on, Wendy Harris, and we're going to be talking about using the phone and social media to make sales. So that's going to be quite interesting. Wendy puts the phone at the heart of her sales training that she does. So that's to look forward to next week. So I thought I'd just take the opportunity this week to give you a bit of a news roundup in terms of what's happening with the world of social media. So just going to take you through the news from last week. The other change I was going to say was with regard to sponsorship. This is the last of a series of 10 shows that the podcast is sponsored by Social Pilot. It's an excellent social media dashboard where you can schedule and publish out to all your social networks. And so I'm looking for a new sponsor. So if anybody's interested in sponsoring the social media show, please do get in touch. So on to this week's news. So first bit of news, kind of a stat actually, regarding smart speakers, is that 47% of smart speaker owners now use their devices for online search. So this is according to Adobe Analytics. So this is quite an interesting one, because it means that search is definitely moving from the web to speakers. So this is sort of going to quite shake up how SEO, search engine optimization, is done and how people get their websites ranked onto Google, because it's not necessarily Google that is now going to be providing the search results, because it could well be smart speakers. Now, of course, Google have got Google Nest, as they now call it, and Google Assistant on the phone, which you can use to get Google searches. But of course, there's Amazon's Alexa, Apple have got a product as well, Samsung have got a product. So there's quite a few home speakers out there that are providing search. So that's one to look out for. Some interesting news around the UK election and advertising. So Twitter have now banned all political ads, which I think was a good move, because you kind of like know where you are with that, although there is a little bit of a debate about what actually constitutes a political ad. Meanwhile, the other extreme, Facebook, who's obviously the major player when it comes to advertising, have said that politicians can actually lie in ads, that ads won't be fact-checked. And as an example, they actually confirmed that the doctored video that the Conservatives did of the Keir Starmer speech, it was a week ago, would have actually been allowed as an ad. So this sort of seems quite extraordinary to me, but do let me know what you think about that, whether you think that Facebook's policy is the right one, or whether Twitter have got it right with regard to banning political ads altogether. Other news. Yeah, the big news probably of the week is regarding Instagram testing the hiding of likes. So there's a bit of confusion around this. It doesn't mean that visibility of likes is disappearing completely, because you as an Instagram user will still have visibility of likes. It's just that other people seeing your posts, or when you see other people's posts, you won't be able to see the likes in that case. So this is a test. It was originally announced that it was just going to be a test in the US, and that was just 7 days ago. But since then, over the weekend, Instagram have announced it's going to be a worldwide test. So it looks like the whole sort of process of removing likes is being ramped up, and I think it is definitely going to happen, although it is actually a test at the moment. So what do you think about this? Do let me know. Do say hello if you're watching the show, or if you're listening on the podcast, please do comment on the podcast, on your podcast app, or on the Facebook page where you can find the social media show. And let me know what you think there. So it's obviously going to be a big change. I think it's going to be a positive one. Hopefully it will reduce the sort of this craving that people have for getting likes on their pictures, and perhaps it'll actually improve quality as well, because the focus should be now on the photo rather than on and the video rather than actually on the number of likes that you're going to get. So people perhaps will be seeking out high quality photos and content on that basis rather than on how many likes they've got. But on the other hand, people might be thinking, oh well, if people can't see how many likes I've got, I'm just going to stick up any old stuff. But is that necessarily a bad thing? You know, I think the algorithm will kind of like sort out the wheat from the chaff in terms of good content, bad content, and if people feel comfortable in posting whatever they want to post, then perhaps that's okay. But do let me know what you think. So moving on, that was like Monday's news. So moving on to Tuesday's news. I did a blog on Tuesday about WhatsApp Business. You ought to check that out if you're interested in an alternative to an email newsletter. So basically you can use WhatsApp for Business as a sort of one-to-many broadcast, and great way of reaching out to people because it's just very immediate, it's very personal, got a lot of advantages over email newsletters. And so yeah, just check out that blog post on my website and see how you get on. Jagruti, welcome to the show. Great to have you on today, Jagruti from Social Pilot. If anybody, Jagruti, or anybody's got any questions on social media, do please ask. Other news from Tuesday, the Tuesday stat was 67% of mobile messaging app users expected to use chat more with businesses over the next 2 years. So again, another reason for looking into things like WhatsApp, because it looks like there's a big appetite from customers to use chat programs like WhatsApp and indeed Facebook Messenger. So do pay attention to these. It's kind of like the way that social media is going. It's a trend, in fact, you could say. Other news. What else have we got here? Yeah, quite a few announcements around Twitter protecting the UK elections, introducing various things there. As I mentioned, they've banned political ads altogether, but there's other measures that they're taking as well. So a good one from Facebook on Tuesday. I might actually be able to show this on the screen. So in regards to the shortcut bar, so on Facebook, just going to put this on the screen there. So you see at the top, very top of the screen, I've got the notifications button highlighted, then the watch icon next to that, then there's a groups icon, and then there's home. So you've probably got marketplace on your top shortcut bar, but I haven't, because I've taken it off. So that's just something new that was introduced last week that you can now do. I won't go through the settings on how to do that, but basically if you go into this area there, those three lines drop down to settings, you can find an area where you can basically remove items and add items to that shortcut bar. Excuse me. And there's also a new setting where you can get rid of those pesky red dots that can be rather annoying, that flag up that you've got notifications. So do check that out. Good morning, Mum. Great to have my mum on the show with a handful of
viewers this morning. Thank you for watching. Okay, so other news. Let's see here. So new extra sort of plus point actually for using WhatsApp Business, which is a separate app to the main WhatsApp, is that you can put up details now. You can basically showcase your products and services, which is quite good. So you can show those off. And it's just another enhancement to the whole WhatsApp Business app, which I mentioned earlier, and more about that on the blog. And I think it's just something, it's an app that they're going to be enhancing all the time. Twitter's testing a new option, which will enable you to switch accounts when you tweet replies. So that's a great one for social media managers. Save them a bit of time there. Moving on to Wednesday. So Wednesday's news, more embarrassment on the privacy front for Facebook, where it turns out that the camera is being switched on by the Facebook app a bit randomly on certain number of people's phones, which is a bit worrying. That's now been sorted out, but a bit of a worry for some. Stats showing that B2B marketers really are using LinkedIn. In fact, 97% of them are, according to LinkedIn. There was a survey out. It's quite interesting for Instagram influencers and those that use influencers. It's going to cost you more if you are paying Instagram influencers to promote your product, because they're the cost of posts that they are charging to put out on Instagram going up quite rapidly. Have done over the past year, surging. In fact, was the word that a number of media outlets used there. Big news from Facebook on Wednesday last week was that they've launched a new payment system. So if you're making in-app purchases when you're playing a game, if you want to send money to friends, if you want to make donations to charity, and of course in future if you want to buy stuff via shopping, then there's a new system called Facebook Pay, which is similar to Samsung Pay, Google Pay, Apple Pay, etc. So it's basically a payment system tied up with your mobile phone, and of course Facebook when you're on Facebook. So it's launched in the US, but sort of expect that to come over to the UK spring summer next year. If anybody watching has any questions on any of last week's news or anything on social media at all, do please ask. More from Facebook, introducing customizable avatars. So I tried this once actually with Apple, who've introduced it, and I just look frankly creepy. So I haven't used it at all. But if customizable avatars are your thing, you can now personalize your avatar's face, hair, and clothes, and use some stickers with that avatar, and you can put that avatar in your profile on Facebook. Maybe not right now, but I think it's one that they're sort of in the process of rolling out. Instagram continuing to try and compete with TikTok, so they're introducing a sort of short video clip that you can add music to, a 15-second video clip format. And last week, I think I had pretty much a global exclusive, certainly one of the first people to spot that the invite to connections feature for company pages was back. So this was something that LinkedIn introduced in May, but then they withdrew it because they were getting a lot of complaints from users that they were being basically bombarded with invites to like company pages from their connections. But they've reintroduced it with a number of protection features. So for example, you can only invite 50 people at one time now. You can't invite a person more than once to like your company page. So that should cut down the number of requests that people are seeing. And also they've introduced a feature, if you really don't want any invites from company pages at all, and also events being a new feature on LinkedIn that I'd encourage you to check out if you organize events, you can switch off both event invites and invites to company pages. A couple of new settings there on LinkedIn. But I think it's a good thing. I think it's great that you can invite people to your company page to get people on there, create an audience. You know, that's a really useful thing to do, and quite a good idea if you can sort of have a bit of a strategy for putting out content on your company page compared with your LinkedIn profile. Other news, that brought us on to, this was from Thursday, the John Lowe's Christmas ad came out, John Lowe's and Waitrose this year, so they combined. From just some social media point of view, it's done very well on social media, and with the hashtag Excitable Edgar, and there was even an Excitable Edgar dedicated emoji on Twitter. So that brings us on to Friday last week. So what have we got on Friday? So yeah, an astonishing amount of fake accounts Facebook has shut down. So 5.4 billion so far this year. You know, that's pretty incredible, isn't it? 5.4 billion accounts. So you know, there's only 2 billion regular accounts on Facebook, so there must be just sort of like a regular stream of people coming on trying to create fake accounts with artificial intelligence and stuff like that, and they're being removed. But just a word of warning here: if you're using what's called a fake account to manage your company page on Facebook, be warned, because it might get caught up in the sweep and you might then lose access to your company page. So if you've got a company page, make sure you are managing it with your regular personal profile. There's no downside to that at all, only advantages. So do get in touch if you need more information about that. Pinterest has introduced new policy and some ideas around protecting people from self-harm. Facebook has got its new corporate website, because it's rebranded its corporate entity with Facebook all in capital letters. And we're starting to see this on things like WhatsApp now, where at the bottom of the WhatsApp app, it says WhatsApp by, I think, from WhatsApp, from Facebook, all in capital letters. So does this mean that Facebook, the social network, will be renamed? Because otherwise you've got Facebook, the corporate entity, owning WhatsApp, Instagram, etc., and you've got Facebook, the app, both called the same name, except one's got capital letters and one's got small letters. So maybe they'll even rename the app. Who knows? So we shall see. Great news for charities. Some new stickers coming out. So recently Instagram introduced a donation sticker for Instagram profiles, but only in the US, but that's now being rolled out across the world. There's a new fundraising sticker for Facebook Stories. So I've been lucky enough to have that for a while, but that's being launched out. And also some stuff around making it easier to fundraise in games as well on Facebook. So brilliant news for charities. If you're a charity, Facebook's an excellent tool to raise funds. So do get in touch if you need more information about that. This question from Gruti here. I was hoping to know your thoughts on whether people are comfortable diverging their WhatsApp number as opposed to giving out their email. That's a very good question, actually. I think they would have to have a good relationship with you, and there'd have to be quite a lot of trust there, because, you know, it's quite a big thing, as you're suggesting there, for people to give their mobile phone number over. However, if you've got that trust and they do that, then I think it's a, you know, you've got that really good communication system to enhance your business relationship with them further, and they are very likely to read your content. Not that I'm showing off, well, perhaps a little bit, but the read rate for my WhatsApp daily update, which is where I'm getting this news from, is 90.7% at the moment. So that's kind of like rather higher than any sort of email newsletter, and I think that's A, because it's WhatsApp, and B, as you're sort of like suggesting there, if people trust you with their phone number, then they're going to read your content. They're going to be interested in that. So thanks for that that question, Shkruti. If anyone else has got any other questions, do let me know. So moving on to, oh yeah, there's a new thing called popular photos on Facebook, where basically you kind of like look at a photo in your newsfeed, and then you can see other similar photos sort of all set up beneath it. This is something Facebook are testing, and it's called popular photos. It's sort of making Facebook a bit more like Instagram. Twitter topics are being rolled out to everyone now, so do check to see if you've got Twitter topics. I think I can demonstrate that on my phone here. So if whether you're on Android or iPad, you go to, let's go back a step here, go to your profile icon there at the top of the page. So just going to select that icon there, and you can see that topics just underneath profile there. So if you go into topics, it's a really unhelpful screen that doesn't really tell you very much what to do. Is like really quite confusing, and people have indeed been posting on Twitter struggling, thinking that they haven't even got topics set up. But basically, you can kind of like click on your Twitter data here and then go in and change your interest, which are the same interests that are used for advertising, and then that will reflect the topics that you can actually follow. But it seems a very, very cumbersome system. Why you can't just have a list of topics that are easily browsable, or better yet, topics that you can search for, I really don't know. And also, you're just giving them a guide, so you can't be very specific. You know, I would want to be specific to follow maybe three or four dedicated topics, but you can't do that. You've got to sort of be, well, you could, but typically they're going to have like maybe as many as 40 or 50 topics set up for you, as in ad interests, and then you're just going to get a selection of those. So it's a bit disappointing, really. Let me just see if I can give you an example. Let me just see. Sometimes it comes up, sometimes it doesn't. No topics coming. I mean, that's another thing. They're not easily, once you're following topics, they're not easily accessible, which is a bit rubbish. But there we go. So let's just go back to, I think that was it, actually. So that was the news from the whole of the week. So if you would like to receive news like this, then basically I send out a message via WhatsApp, and this is what it looks like, actually. Every day, although I am going to be giving people the option of doing it weekly, thanks to Joel Hughes for that suggestion. So if you would like a weekly or daily update of social media news, do get in touch, and I'll sort that out for you. I just need your phone number, and you need to add my number to the contact details on your phone. That's just an anti-spam measure, and then you will get that update, which I hope you'd find useful. What else to announce? Well, just got some new 2020 dates for social media workshops in Cardiff and Cheltenham, all set up right through till May. So there's an introduction to social media for business, there's an advanced social media for business course, and there's Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn as well, all set up with dates. You can access that via my website. Other locations, we can do it in other locations if you wish. But Cardiff and Cheltenham set up at the moment. Other news this week, I'm off to Bridgend tomorrow for an introduction to social media workshop. And let me just say, I've got a call with a client on Thursday, I'm in Gloucester for, there's an image of construction conference at the Growth Hub. So I'm giving a talk on social media, non-selling uses of social media there, which will be interesting. And then seeing a client in Cardiff on Friday, and Laptop Friday on Cardiff. So if you're a home worker, freelancer, self-employed, and want some company, do a bit of checking up on your emails on your laptop, bit of chat, bit of coffee, then there is Laptop Friday in Cardiff, Cheltenham, Bubby Tracy. So do check out Laptop Friday. Just check to see if there's any other questions. Nothing at the moment. So thank you very much for watching the live show, watching the replay, or listening to the podcast. And back 9 a.m. next week with a live show. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Social Media Show podcast sponsored by Social Pilot. And if you'd like to learn more about how I can help you make the most of social media for your business or organization, please visit pollingersocial.co.uk, or you can find me on social media at pollingersocial.